From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Stephanie Brush reading Scavengers by Stephen F. Havel. Now let's begin with Chapter 1. Posadas County Undersheriff Estelle Reyes Guzman parked her expedition between the deputy's unit and the chain-link fence surrounding the gravel pit. She sat for a few minutes with the engine switched off and the driver's side window open. 500 yards east, Deputy Jackie Tabor stood on a slight rise in the prairie, waiting. With the radio on the short-range frequency, Estelle pushed the transmit bar. "Do you need anything from your vehicle, Jackie?" Given the choice whether to jolt and jar over the prairie in the stiffly sprung department unit or walk, it was predictable which route the deputy had taken. It wouldn't have surprised Estelle to see Jackie sitting on a rock, sketch pad in hand. "That's negative, ma'am." "I'll be over in a few minutes." The radio barked static twice by way of confirmation. In the distance, a raven vented a single raucous croak of his own, irritated at being driven away from his lunch. The sound floated clear and clean, with no wind to play tricks. Beside the expedition, a few sparse wands of prairie grass stood delicately motionless, their seed hulls long since blown. The rest of the prairie was bare limestone gravel, a rough table of rocks running the gamut from irregular pinhead grains to great sharp-edged slabs the size of Volkswagens. Wedged in here and there were scrawny creosote bushes with February bare limbs, choya cacti spotted with the particular mange that reduced them to gray skeletons, and little gray stick sprays that in a few months would bloom tiny flowers the color of the blistering summer sun. Dispatcher Gail Torres had hit it right when she described this particular patch of southeastern Posadas County as bleak. Estelle Reyes Guzman had worked for the Posadas County Sheriff's Department for 12 years.